198. O thou who art enamoured of the breaths of God, I have read thy letter, which cried out with thy love for God and thine irresistible attraction to his beauty, and its wondrous theme did cheer my heart. The intent of what I wrote to thee in my previous letter was this, that when exalting the word of God, there are trials to be met with and calamities, and that in loving him, at every moment there are hardships, torments, afflictions. It behooveth the individual first to value these ordeals, willingly accept them, and eagerly welcome them. Only then should he proceed with teaching the faith and exalting the word of God. In such a state, no matter what may befall him in his love for God, harassment, reproach, vilification, curses, beatings, imprisonment, death, he will never be cast down, and his passion for the divine beauty will but gain in strength. This was what I meant. Otherwise, woe and misery to the soul that seeketh after comforts, riches, and earthly delights, while neglecting to call God to mind. Because calamities encountered in God's pathway are, to Abdu'l-Bahá, but favour and grace. And in one of his tablets, the all-glorious beauty hath declared, I never passed a tree, but mine heart addressed it, saying, O would that thou wert cut down in my name, and my body crucified upon thee. These were the words of the most great name. This is his path. This is the way to his realm of might.